Palau, as I told you earlier, has set a record this week for jabs. 99% are done. Mind you, there aren't a lot of them. But Canberra is looking good as well. Potentially the most vaccinated city in the world. As of yesterday, 98.8 had a single jab. By the end of next month, they think it's going to be 99% fully jabbed. Former president of the Australian Medical Association, ACT branch, Dr. Antonio Didio is with us. Good morning to you.
G'day, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
No worries. You got a secret?
look, it's the same as the stock market. I think it's either greed or fear, and I think fear has played a significant role, as it does in all places where there's a lot of cases. It certainly tends to accelerate the vaccination rate if there's a lot of cases around.
When we talk about the city, is it different in the country, your rural part of ACT?
It's not really much of a rural part of ACT. We're a population of just over 400,000 people, and it's, I would say, pretty close to 99% metropolitan.
Right.
It's just a big town.
Is that part of the success rate when you've... It's numbers. In other words, Palau's got hardly anyone. Canberra, comparatively speaking to Sydney, doesn't have many people. You can get to a lot of people more easily.
Yes, no doubt at all about that. Sydney, from one end to the other, is more than 50 kilometres an hour. Canberra is still about 30 k's from top to bottom, but it is reasonably well concentrated, and there is some pretty good infrastructure here.
What about the government makeup of the town? A lot of diplomats, bureaucrats, MPs, etc. That would have helped.
Yes, no doubt at all. We have a large percentage of those people. A huge number of them are in my practice, so I can't be too rude about them. but there is a higher level of education and a higher level of socioeconomic status if you look at those numbers in the ACT. But the key, if you look at a map of Australia and each of the individual states, the states with the highest level of vaccination are the ones who are currently going through an awful, miserable, long lockdown, New South Wales, Victoria, ACT. And the states that are relatively free from COVID are the ones with the far lower vaccination rate. And you see that all across the world, Mike.
Although we're struggling more than you. I see Auckland's in a fairly serious lockdown at the moment. We've got 87% of a single jab and it's not moving much. At 99%, you've got virtually no resistance at all from anybody, which is remarkable.
It's fascinating. I mean, there is still pockets. I still saw three patients yesterday who didn't want to get vaccinated. And ironically, I saw three patients yesterday who were very keen to have the extra third booster dose. Yeah. And so I thought I'd save my time by just getting them to talk to each other.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you must have the only three people in the ACT who don't want to get jabbed.
it's remarkable because many people do have a very, very valid experience, valid reason, but the vast majority don't. It's just wanting the world to be perfect, and it just ain't.
No, exactly. Antonio, appreciate you getting up early for us in Canberra this morning. Antonio Didio out of the ACT, 99%.